everyone. Today we are talking about modesty. Now, according to the Oxford Living Dictionary, modesty is behavior, manner, or appearance intended to avoid impropriety or indecency. So, one thing that's always confused me about modesty is who defines what's modest and how do we draw the line? And why is it that modesty is always geared towards women and policing what women can do, wear, say, or how they act? So I personally think that modesty in general, it's a very, very bad thing for the society, for women, and I personally think that modesty actually enables rape culture. And I know that may sound controversial to some people, but hear me out and let me explain. If you're an African or a Christian, and I'm pretty sure this is true for a lot of other cultures in the world, you're very experienced with, as a girl, the moment you start growing up, or even sometimes when you're like really young, like when you're 5 or 6, you just sort of see that message around you that you should cover up so that the boys around you aren't tempted. And it's either directly or indirectly. Modesty isn't just in the way you dress. There's also things like, oh, a girl can't do this. A decent woman, a decent girl can't do this. You can't stay out too late. Especially in the African Nigerian community, I would say, it's really prevalent where sons and daughters are given different treatments. Sons are sort of allowed to do whatever they want in some homes, at least from what I've gathered from me and my friends. And obviously, I can't speak for every Nigerian family when I say this, but women are basically groomed from a young age to be decent, quote unquote. So my problem with this type of mentality is that it gives men the feeling that they're entitled to a woman's body. And I'm just going to explain that really quick. So the reason I think that is because if a man's always been taught that a good woman would be like this, walk like this, talk like this, act like this, dress like this, and he goes out into the world, and obviously not every woman's going to fit that narrative that he's been taught. So this leads to a problem where a man won't feel the need or won't feel compelled to respect a woman if she doesn't fit his ideal modesty or a decent woman narrative. I think modesty culture is to blame for a lot of double standards in our society. Like, some men would want virgins or someone that's sexually inexperienced, but they have no problem with hoeing or doing things that people would consider hoeish, quote unquote. So they put all these unnecessary expectations on women, but it's almost like they're not held to any standard. An example is church. Let's say you're going to a youth retreat. Most youth leaders wouldn't want a girl wearing a bikini, but they would not even bat an eye if a guy was going to the same retreat in the same pool or river or whatever, and he's shirtless. It just doesn't make sense. And like that excuse of men being visual creatures, it doesn't make sense because I'm a woman and I also have hormones. Like, I can see your body and I'm attracted to your body, but you don't see me lusting after you, because as girls, you're taught how to control yourself, how to hold your body, so you're not acting thirsty. But if a girl doesn't fit that same narrative, it's almost like some religious people or people who believe that a woman should cover up think she deserves whatever is coming to her. An example of this is when you go on Nigerian Twitter. Like, for example, the last thing that happened that really, really pissed me off is reports of this girl getting raped by two guys. And if you go on Instablog, I swear Instablog is just the worst. Like, it's like picking all the most frustrated people in Nigeria and just putting them under one comment section, and then you just see the madness that ensues. So Instablog people were literally saying, ah, that serves her right, and why didn't she stay in her father's house? Are you mad? That's like saying that just because someone is walking outside and they have money means they deserve to get robbed. Okan making that joke about how policemen raping alleged prostitutes is not rape but theft. Like, it's like your head is not correct. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, this is victim shaming, this is victim blaming, and I think it's a result of the modesty culture that most people like to subscribe to. Because a woman could just go out, go to a nightclub, and you'd be arrested because you're a prostitute, but they won't even touch half the men there. It's mad. I think if we're going to preach modesty culture, we should also teach men to be accountable. Women are not your property. Women are also able to enjoy sex. Yes, I'm going to say this again for those that don't know, because apparently people don't know this and they might be shocked by what I'm saying right now, but women are actually visual creatures too. We like what we see, at least I do. I mean, if I see a guy and he's pang, and he's not wearing his shirt, obviously I'm gonna look, especially if he's well built and attractive. Like, but you're not gonna see me being a thirsty dog. We need to set more expectations for men. I know great men that aren't like pulled by their sexuality, that aren't slaves to their sexuality. And I just believe in living and let live. And a woman deserves respect no matter what she's wearing. And if you're not gonna respect a woman because she's not up to your modesty standards, then you're the one that's fucked up, you're the one that's messed up, and you need to change your mindset and your point of view. My hope, I have been able to convince you that no matter what a woman's wearing or no matter how she's dressed, she deserves respect. And if you have the mentality that a woman has to be dressed a certain way to earn your respect, that's really bad, because rapists can use that to justify raping a woman that doesn't fit societal constructs of modesty. Thank you for listening. Bye.